You are listening to WACFM College Park. My name is Ash, and this is Rage Room, the show where we do one thing only, and that is rage. And excuse me if you hear the fan going in the background, but I am happy to report that it is a lovely, like, 75 and sunny here in wonderful College Park, Maryland. I am enjoying this beautiful weather, and so we're going to be listening to some happy, positive music. Well, not really, actually, but we're going to be listening to some music that at least sounds happy. I saw Lady Gaga on Tuesday, and it was incredible. And in her honor, and in honor of this wonderful spring environment that we now find ourselves in, I decided that we're going to do another edition of Rage Pop, not to be confused with Rage Goes Pop, that's the covers episode. Rage Pop is my take on pop music. We're playing some bands you've heard before, some stuff that I don't think I've played on the show yet. And this is not necessarily pop bands, or even bands that really include pop sounds. This is really music that reminds me of pop music, that uses pop structures, things that I think have pop DNA, really, no matter what the actual, like, material incarnation is. I've got a real kind of mixed bag here. We're gonna enjoy it, I think. We'll get into that in just a second, but first I gotta play you a PSA. I think we're gonna do FCA.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
Alright, now with that out of the way, first up, coming down the pipeline, we've got a personal favorite, Cutting Pink with Knives, Airs. And we'll see if Ox works this time. I remember we were having problems with Ox last episode. But whoever was in the studio before me seemed to have no problems with it, so we're gonna run it.
But it didn't feel the same. You were there.
how you didn't care and you didn't know your name.
I said I'll help you find it. Maybe we can look behind it. It's time to face our fears.
But you have to want it. You just have to ask for something. It will disappear. I don't wanna live in agony. I just wanna feel the ecstasy. Too many times I tried to hide that evil lie.
That was, as you may be able to guess, Rain in Paradise by Operation Soda Steel. That's a duo made up of Cadge Strife and Slaney Infamous, famously responsible for the legitimately, I love this, the unironic, genius work of video art that is Scott Pilgrim versus the World Trade Center, which features songs from this album. This is the album Slaney versus Soda Steel. Before that, you heard Evil Behind You by Agile Electronics, which is, of course, an Ada Rook project. I believe Ash... the other singer has my name. Their name is Ash. I don't remember what the rest of their name is. But another really, really great, really great duo. Those two records, in conjunction, were like some of my most streamed of, I think, 2024. I went on a real kick that summer. Up next, another incredible artist. This is Stars and Stairs by Bubblegum Octopus. That was Happy Side by Catfish Killer. Up next, I really feel the need to preempt this for, like, no reason. I feel, for some reason, like, so much, like, shame around listening to this artist so much. But this is, okay, this is I Fought the Broad and the Broad Won by Secret Lives of the Freemasons, and I cannot escape this band. I've been listening to them so much. Like, they have seriously been just possessing my mind. It started last summer. Last summer, I was listening to them a ton. I listened to this record basically exclusively them. They have two records. I would only listen to the first one. I remember I was at Ocean City, and I had to kind of, like, cut myself off completely because I could feel myself losing my grip on reality by how much I was listening to this album. Yeah, it never really went away. I'm back at it. This is so good. This was, like, a random post-hardcore band from North Carolina. They put out two records. The second one is, like, easycore, and then just dipped, and I'm all over it. It's so good. This song, this used to be, like, the title text on my website, a line from this song. Wait, did I say the name? It's I Fought the Broad and the Broad One.
Well, she showed off of your toy. It means my back and I must say, you have become now so courageous. No one could pull out in melancholy. If your mind could meet your mouth's movement, you might have something to say. You touch the blade, I touch the phone, and into it just when I will scream. Movement from the fire that breathes within. You have stretches, so now I see it. I see everything for what is. Now the heart beats to movements of your hands slipping away. You touch the blade, I touch the phone, and into it this when I will strike. Shaping me.
I'm an artist from the middle of nowhere. I've never gotten lucky or had any overnight success because I refuse to sell my soul.
I'm back. Sorry it's been a year. I figured that you wouldn't want to hear from me till I grew up. Well, I grew somehow. I'm still dumb as can't relax. Now you've never hated me like that. We both know my judgment's kind. Bridges all go down in flames. The hurt on my behalf. Between my legs, I know what I did. My head at my ass, cause I can't say it to your face. I know what I did.
That was Down in Flames by the incredible Saoirse Dream, which is a band and not a person. The singer's name is Catherine. Before that, you heard A Peace of Mind by Finch, and you're going to be like, well, that's not pop music. It's pop music. It's the same exact, like, songwriting structure as a pop song. I mean, obviously that's kind of a joke and, like, me trying to pretend like I'm better than this stuff and, like, it's softer than what I usually listen to. It's not. This is what I usually listen to. I love Finch. I was just talking to my boyfriend about this band because he's, like, obsessed with them. And I felt like they deliver something meaningful to pop. I think that they do. Saoirse Dream, of course, I saw last year, Fredericksburg, Insane. I was talking to Tegan about that the other night at Lady Gaga. There isn't any Gaga on this playlist, sadly. If I found like a cover I liked, maybe, but no. Up next, a return to more Soda Steel. This is the other really, really amazing song on that, album, When the Earth Dies.
Soft drinks. Soft drinks are awesome.
Mother
That was The New Whack by Secret Lives, again, off of the second record that I don't like as much, but it's still quite good. And before that, Your Body is a Temple and Mine's a Cage by Yours Forever Yours. Really, really good bedroom scrams. That's off of their split with, I spent 6 hours watching shock videos yesterday, which is like, okay, we have officially run out of screamo band names. It's always just some, it's just like some kind of vaguely emotional personal statement in all lowercase with no spaces. I'm done. I'm done. That being said, they are a good band. Up next, Ambulance vs. Ambulance by the Blood Brothers.
Ambulance, civic, six tracks, civil consultants. So come in, death office, all of this. Ambulance one, in prison, the side. A recent amputee and dumpster in the xylophone trees. Ambulance sex scours the town. Yeah.
Oops. That was Decapitation Machine by Diet Tea Other Cola. And before that, We Are Driving a $400,000 Car by... I play this band sometimes and I can never say their entire name on air, but it's effing Werewolf. Swedish Werewolf Band. It doesn't matter. They're very, very good. Up next... you know what? It's my show and I can play whatever I want, so we're listening to This Guy Under the Sea by Pierce the Veil.
I still remember the night I
That was The Sky Under the Sea by Pierce the Veil, and I'm sorry, I forgot there was a bad word in it. Oh no, so if it's accidentally skipped forward ahead a couple seconds, yeah, it's because I was cutting out the cuss word. Up next, I've got to leave. We're going to do a little double feature, two songs by the same band. I want you to listen and compare these two songs and understand the true breadth and versatility of the incredible discography of a band called Josephine Collective, which was another one of these ones that, like, I just, like, absolutely cannot stop listening to. They only have one record, kind of, and it's, like, good, but only half the songs are good. It's, like, maybe I would listen to maybe six songs from it. They're not in order, either, so I have to skip through the discography to just listen to the ones that I liked. And then in 2022, I believe, they put out this, like, basically, like, demo tape or comp. I really don't know what it is. This EP of kind of some, like, new takes on older material, and it's very, very cool. So, up first is In Fair Verona. That was In Fair Verona by Josephine Collective, and now I have to put this song, the next one, on the PC because I have to leave, and so I'm taking 2 seconds to vamp while I go and track it down. I think it's on Bandcamp. Oops, 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 oops. Not dead air. No dead air. No dead air. This is not dead air. I'm talking, so it's not dead air. Okay, you know what? Whatever. You're not going to hear it. I'm leaving. Bye. Outro. I'm, like, completely struggling. My name is Ashes of Rage Room, and as always, we're too late to save the world, but we can still get revenge. I hope you have a wonderful day.